I want to speak a little bit this morning about the Holy Spirit and the role of the Holy Spirit as we find it in the beginning chapters of Luke. It is, whenever we read the scriptures, it's important that we see the scriptures within the wholeness in which they were written. Sometimes, because of the way we do our liturgies, it's almost as if we look at one piece of scripture somewhat divorced from everything else. Well, that's because we can't read all the scriptures through all our liturgies. And yet it's important to see things within context. Luke had a particular approach to the gospel. His approach was that Jesus, the Messiah, had come into this world to take care of the poor and those who were frightened and afraid, those who felt that they no longer had any connection to God. The choice of this section of Isaiah's prophecy is really an important one, and it is also resonant with many other parts before. For instance, you remember that the Magnificat comes before this passage, and the Magnificat talks about putting the rich and the powerful down and having the poor elevated. And the same with the response of Zechariah. He talks also about the fact that all things will change in the future. We see that the angel Gabriel came to Mary to explain that the Holy Spirit was with her. Zechariah too was filled with the Holy Spirit, said Luke. Simeon, when Jesus went for the celebration of his birth at the cathedral, at the temple, he was there, and Simeon, seeing the child, took the child in his hands, and it said the Holy Spirit allowed him to see in his life the Messiah that had come. And then we have in the third chapter John speaking about the baptism of Jesus and how he would be baptized by the Holy Spirit, whereas John himself only baptized with water. And then we come to this fourth chapter. Before the fourth chapter of the reading that we have today is the temptation in the wilderness. Again, the Holy Spirit is with Jesus and drives him out into the wilderness. And then Jesus is beginning his ministry, and he comes to Nazareth. Now it's interesting that he comes to Nazareth, and he has already been acclaimed in many of the places that he's been. And he reads this particular scripture, and think of the provocation that is for a moment. This is the boy that they knew. They saw Joseph working in his carpentry. They saw Jesus as he played with other children and as he gravitated eventually to the synagogue to listen to those who were learned in the law. And they watched him all those years. And that he was different, there was no doubt. But that he was the Messiah, well, that's a bridge too far to the people of Nazareth. After all, we know him. And how could he possibly be the Messiah? So Jesus provokes the people of Nazareth. And if you read the rest of the story, they are so angry, they're about to do violence to him. But we don't get to that this week. I'll leave that for further sermons. But what we see is Jesus coming and provoking the people of Nazareth. And he's provoking them not only in his person and saying, the time has come. But he is also giving a message to them that they had not quite expected. Because nobody expects that the poor are important. And throughout Luke's gospel, we see time and time again that Luke turns the whole reality of society on his head. And the poor are elevated, and those who are rich and famous and have power are seen to be people who are not connected to God and not doing what God has called them to do and to be. And so when we read this passage, it has a heightened meaning, not only because it's in Nazareth and because Jesus is finding his way in his own ministry, but it has a heightened meaning to those of us who are reading this Lucan take on who this Jesus was. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. That's the first part. Then he says, and he has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. So what we're talking about is a total turning over of the reality of society at that time. A society that was dominated by Rome, which was violent, which was against all the religious teachings of the Jewish people. And in the midst of all of this, Jesus comes to those people who are oppressed and who are captives, and he says to them, you must change and be as God is calling you to be. And that's what my role is going to be, is to come and be with you in this period of time. And he gave the scroll back to the attendant, and the eyes of all were fixed upon him, and he began to say, today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. Now, here we are today in this church. Are there still rich people? Yes. Are there still powerful people? Yes. Are there still people who have no sense of God? Indeed. So, just sort of tell me what's different. We still have those realities. But you see, the change that Jesus was coming to bring is not really about structures in society. It's about the structure of our heart. You see, today some people are going to stay behind and we're going to talk a little bit about what is the center of our church, the heart of our church. What is it that we believe? How is it that we love and we nurture people? And how is it that we continue week after week to talk about this person, Jesus? When Jesus said before Pilate, my kingdom is not of this world, he was right. Because the world that we have can hardly receive Jesus. Because the message that he brings is much more difficult to live than the message of power, prestige, money, all of those things that we see people fighting for every day. And so what we understand then from the gospel today is that the challenge that Jesus brought to Nazareth is just as much a challenge to us, because if we actually live according to the age, we should be angry with this fellow. Because he's pushing us to do things and to think things that we don't want to. But we are of the household of faith. And we today in this place are manifesting our absolute belief that he is the Messiah, that our hearts are changed, that he has given us a continuing support through the Holy Spirit, who is even now working among us, emboldening us to do God's will, showing forth the gifts that Paul speaks about in the letter that we read today. All those gifts are waiting for us. There's not a person in this church that doesn't have that gift. And it is when we use the gifts, it is when we communicate our faith, it is when we allow Jesus to work within our hearts, that all of a sudden, his prophecy comes true. It is not to the world that Jesus speaks, but he speaks to the hearts of those who seek God. So, one, we need the Spirit. Two, we are chosen and empowered. Three, to do what? To proclaim the good news. To whom? The poor, the orphan, the widow, the unloved, the fearful, the oppressed. They are all here in this community. And our task is to be challenged by Jesus as the people in Nazareth were challenged. May God give us the strength to respond, and may we have the hope that the kingdom of God will one day reign.